Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me back again is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, everybody. You know, it's good to be back, Ed. Vacation is fun, and it was a medical meeting all week, so I got to sit in class a lot and learn a lot. And it's one of the better, almost best medical meetings I've ever been to all week. I mean, very good lectures. They didn't go over long. Sometimes I'll go way into the afternoon, but it was, you know, it was a perfect timing. I've used the same company about, I don't know, 6 years ago, and the guy at the top has really improved his game. Mm-hmm. You know, good job. Continuing Education Company. It's not the most imaginative name, but for anybody out there looking for an in-person medical meeting in the COVID age, yeah, look at this thing, Continuing Education Company. And if you are not wanting to be close to people, they have both the online and the in-person option, and they did excellently, great job. I think everybody was comfortable that was there. The people that weren't comfortable going were comfortable in their room on their computer. You know, that's well done. It's not in paranoia. It's just being prepared. Mm. And I think that's a good way to do it. Also, being gone in the Keys for an entire week, I got to ignore the election, ignore the politics, didn't have to watch a thing. Only thing I was watching was that hurricane heading in, and the hurricane, of course, kicked us out, and we barely flew in just ahead of that thing. It was actually already storming when we flew out. But, you know, it was nice to ignore all that, I don't even know what to call it, rhetoric and hoo-ha. We'll just say that. But, of course, I wouldn't have known what had happened if people hadn't started texting me all the results and showing me things like 125% registered voter turnout. So I try to ignore those things because, you know, the major news networks tell me, no, don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain. There is not a shred of anything wrong. So I'm so glad that I can believe all the news networks and live in fear, and we're all going to die, and it's going to be horrible. And there was absolutely no voter fraud. You know, it's politics. I just expect that with politics, frankly. Mm-hmm. Just like 4 years ago when they talked about Russia, I'm like, why would Russia support us anyway? I mean, they would try to undermine anyone that they can. And I'm going off on a rant like Ed Jones. It must be catching, Ed. You know, here at CHI, we're still doing fantastic. No issues here. We got another partner in our group, so we have a new provider, a new medical doctor with us. So please come down. We're expanding right now. So we're expanding into, we bought out a lot of the space next door to us, and we're moving into that. And so not only is it not fearful in the pandemic age, but yeah, we're expanding just like you would do, Ed. And you know, don't worry about seeing your provider. I was on call this weekend some, and got a few calls related to fever and whatnot. Yeah, we've got your answers. Call on in. And some of us are experimenting with new treatments for COVID, by the way. Ed, I don't know that I'm quite ready for that. Some recent studies came out looking at ivermectin. Have you heard about that?
I have, yes.
Okay, so, you know, we don't really know what to do with that just because it's not really a mainstay, but, mm-hmm. you know, we'll keep tuned. We won't talk about it much more today, but, you know, it is something we're all exploring. Counts in town, from what we were told just a few days ago, are stable. They may go up after Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's possible, yes, a lot of people will be together. So will colds, flu, strep, other things like that, because we'll be in close proximity. But I was very distressed just yesterday on I guess it was World News, and there was someone who really, really wanted to travel to see her family, and she just said, none of them are going to get together anytime soon just because they were afraid of killing each other, basically. And I don't know, there's got to be a better way to do this. The person was crying, you know, very emotional. Mm-hmm. And my thought is, life doesn't stop. We keep telling people, we'll get through this. It's going to be okay. We have good protective measures in place. And I don't want to move into another life of fear. And if what I hear on the TV is correct, in a few months, we'll go into a national lockdown. And I just don't think that is the right thing for the country financially or politically. So let's hear your take on this.
Wow. Yeah, there's
tides have turned. You're
It's been a week off. I have a lot to say.
I love it. You know, I posted something on the Vital Health Radio Facebook just a few days ago, and the title was, "Don't Let This Virus Steal Your Life and Your Holiday." And it is doing that because you said it very clearly. It is an issue. It is something we can't ignore. But it takes wisdom to come up with the proper game plan to manage it. So much of life is not a black and white issue. It's a management issue. And it's just like, you know, I don't know why. There's so much about the fact that I fly small airplanes, and there's so much about the stories and lessons of flying that have a great analogy to life. And it's many times I've been frightened when I go into a cloud, or there's a thunderstorm, or there's some unpredictableness around the corner. And if I let fear get a hold of me, that's how pilots die. That's how you don't make good decisions. You make mistakes. You do the wrong thing. Only when I can stay calm and focused with wisdom and knowledge do I pursue the future with the right path. Well, the same is with this virus. And, you know, the media has filled our basket again with the doom and gloom. And as one of the Facebook posts on Vital Health Radio says, 99% survival rate at this point for anyone under the age of 60. 99%.
Then why do we hear from a certain president-elect that it will be a grim, dark winter?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, again, and it can go on both sides. Using fear is what controls people, because they become paralyzed, and then they feel so at unease that they're willing to grasp anything and accept it. When we're really strong types of individuals with our own pattern of thinking and bravery, we can't be controlled. And right now we have a very paralyzed society. Why that control? I don't know. I mean, control's always been part of the authorities in the world. I don't care who it is, sheriff in a town all the way to the president.
You know, I can't remember who, maybe Patton, someone, but they talked about courage is not the absence of fear. It's mm-hmm. still action in the face of fear.
Absolutely.
Something like that.
Yes, something like that.
So we need some courage, not fear.
And
not to live by the fear. Let me change that. It can't control. We can't be controlled mm-hmm. by these circumstances.
Exactly. And we are going to feel fear. We are. You get a scratchy throat, well, you're going to feel uncomfortable. You may think, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? I'm going to have to be 14 days in my house and blank, blank, blank. The mind is our demon at times. And we mm-hmm. have to learn to not always pay attention to these emotions and to get grounded again in whatever method that can be used by yourself.
And you're right. We don't want to be quarantined. We don't want to be sick. I don't either. It's not that we're saying there is no risk and no mm-hmm. danger. My thought is there's always danger out there. I may have brought it up one time on the show, but years and years ago, my 23-year-old, and he was very young, going off on a long trip, it just hit me. I was worried, and I realized, what am I worried about? I'm not in control right now. So if I really want to be that worried, I should be worried like that all the time for his safety. You know, we're not in perfect control. The good Lord's in control, not us.
Bingo. Absolutely. And there's a point we have to give up this pattern of falling into a paralysis and let some other greater effort and power give us the confidence that tomorrow will be the day that we need, and we will face and make good decisions on whatever comes our way around that corner.
And so I would assume you agree that paralyzing the country in another lockdown is probably not the best thing, at least for our mental states and fear.
It's going to be far worse than any COVID epidemic. And I don't know about you, Dr. Green. I know you've studied extensively all of this, but I know with my life of 42 years of really finding total intrigue with the whole concept of health, we know that viruses have a lifespan, not lifespan where it goes to zero, but it will weaken with time. They all do. And polio did. Every virus will eventually weaken. And, you know, now we have a vaccine on the horizon. I'm not a big vaccine person, but it's going to give people peace of mind. I hope it's not going to have tremendous side effects, but we needed it. We needed it for peace of mind. And, you know, this will, to me, will be the biggest or the largest last hurrah for the power of the virus, because it is going to wane.
You know, I do agree with that. And by the way, as you know, viruses aren't even alive. It's just RNA, DNA, and a protein coat. So they have a certain life on surfaces. Each surface is different. Certain life in the air. You know, each one is a little bit different. Some are more hardy, some are not. But yes, we'll have immunity to this thing. But here's the problem, Ed. Once we've had this vaccine and everyone says, oh, science has saved them. And that's not a bad thing. A vaccine that gives everybody immunity is a fantastic thing to do. And yes, they're coming out. Pfizer's, of course, has to be kept at minus 90. That's going to be fun. We were talking about that at work. Yeah,
really?
You've got to store that at negative 90, or so I was hearing. Granted, I have not seen the first shipment. We'll just have to see. But the nurses were talking about how are we going to keep it at the proper temperature. I don't know. We'll figure that out later. We may get a different version. There are a lot of different manufacturers of that. But here's the problem, Ed. There's going to be another something right around the corner. What do we do about that then? We have to figure out how we deal with crises right now. How are you and I going to deal with it? How should other people deal with that in a healthy fashion and you don't end up full of anxiety, panic attacks, fear, and depression? We've got to figure this out. That's life.
Well, this is a curriculum that we have been given, and we have the opportunity now to learn from our mistakes. And perhaps this is the lesson that we needed for the next thing around the corner. I know Hafiz, an ancient Sufi poet, wrote, there are plays within plays that we cannot see, and who knows what that other play is. So one great little ranting going on here. Enjoyed it wonderfully. We got to probably roll on.
See what happens after a vacation when I'm all relaxed.
And because the next segment, we're going to be talking to Brenda Borkren, a nurse practitioner, on November being Diabetes Month. And I always, I'm hugely invested in the management of blood sugar for anti-aging, not just for disease control. So it's time to take a break, Dr. Green. When we come back, we will be having that discussion on diabetes. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we have a topic this segment on diabetes. And we have a very well knowledgeable, educated person, Brenda Borkren, a nurse practitioner from CHI Memorial. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Brenda.
Thank you.
You know, everybody knows, I think, what diabetes is, which is a real, you know, out of balance blood sugar levels. And I don't think everyone understands the significant implications of what this can do, even if it's a pre-diabetes. And, you know, that's certainly can be found by getting a physical, going to your healthcare practitioner, or even on your own if you do blood sugar testing. And I do come from the world of 4 decades of helping and educating people on more holistic ways to preserve our health. And I think I've probably talked about blood sugar balance more than any one topic as far as when I give lectures or I write articles. I've got probably about 500 articles on nutritionw.com, and many of those will focus on this issue. I know there's different ways to go about this, but let's maybe give people a primer as to what are you want to educate people about this diabetes month and the importance of what they can do to help preserve their health?
Well, the importance of diabetes month, I think, is people that do have been diagnosed with diabetes or pre-diabetes, is the most important thing is to control blood sugars, control diabetes, so that you don't suffer the long-term consequences. And then it ends up controlling your life if that happens. Also, when your blood sugars are running high or they're not stable, you can't feel good. You can't be at your best, which is what holistic medicine is educating people to do is with holistic medicine, feel your best. And you need your blood sugars under good control to do that. And diet and exercise are very powerful medicine for managing blood sugar, blood pressure. Lipids improve with healthy eating and exercise.
Well, and I agree, you know, that I always say the knife and fork is the most powerful weapon we have against disease.
It definitely is.
And, you know, a lot of people go to the gym, and I've been a gym addict my entire life. Dr. Green has also. And I will, when people get me to talk about things, I don't talk at the gym. I like to do my exercise. But I always say, you know, you cannot exercise your way out of a bad diet either, because many people who I see doing a lot of exercise, a lot of it is sometimes for the purpose of allowing themselves mentally to eat whatever they want, so that they figure that the exercise will negate all of that. Well, it does negate some of that, but it doesn't all of it. And I think, you know, we're in a world of very easy to grab bad food. And I people want to be educated. Some do and some don't. But as far as like blood, somebody's running around with excessive blood sugar, what is that going to do to their body? What should they be, you know, what should they know is going to start falling apart if they keep doing that?
Well, the acute problems with a high blood sugar is that what you feel right away is you're very thirsty. You're going to the bathroom all of the time. You may have blurry vision if your blood sugars are high enough, because high blood sugars cause swelling behind the eye. You are going to be irritable and fatigued, tired, and just feel miserable. The long-term consequences of diabetes are blindness. It's the number one cause of blindness in the world. And I just said diabetes. High blood sugars, okay? Mm-hmm. Well-controlled diabetes does not cause this long-term damage. It's high blood sugars, uncontrolled diabetes. Blindness, kidney damage, leading to kidney failure and dialysis, heart attacks, strokes, damage to the nervous system, and that's usually, not always, but many times the first thing that happens. And peripheral neuropathy, diabetes peripheral neuropathy, is a very, very painful condition. And when you can't feel the bottom of your feet anymore, you start to walk incorrectly on your bottom, on your feet, and then that leads to ulcers on your feet, which can lead to amputations.
You know, I was just thinking, it's hard to motivate all of our patients to comply with diet and exercise. It's hard. I mean, a lifestyle modification takes time and discipline. But I wonder, you know, Ed and I talk a lot about living not in fear, especially in this pandemic, but maybe we can also use the pandemic to encourage people to improve their control of diabetes, because, of course, that's a risk factor for doing badly with COVID. I wonder if you could speak a little to that.
The chronic disease of diabetes diminishes your body's ability to fight COVID and influenza, actually. Diabetes patients are at higher risk of complications from influenza and death from influenza as well. So it's very, very important to be controlling your blood sugars, so that if you do get ill, your body is in a better position to fight the illness.
And that's so important for people to realize. And I do believe, and I'm going to, I actually had notes to speak on this show. I am challenging everyone for the next 2 weeks to come up with a list of gratitude that COVID has given us. And one of the biggest things I have seen is, as this gentleman 3 days ago I met with, I was meeting with him on a business deal, not a nutrition conversation. And he said, you know, since COVID started, I've lost 60 pounds because I don't want the severe symptoms. I've never seen a time in 42 years where people have been more motivated to step up, try to be healthier. Well, and, you know, I hate to use have fear be the motivating factor, but there again, that's one of the positives. If people truly can be self-discipline and realize that, you know, they don't have to have the bad food all the time. They do need to exercise. And this is going to save people's lives. And you said it exactly right about the risk factor of chronic higher levels of blood sugar.
Well, it doesn't have to be fear, Ed. It can just be pure prudence. Just thinking, well, right, I'd like to be a healthier person, so I'm going to control these medical problems. I mean, that's one reason I'm back on the low-carb diet, getting back into my exercise, because I did slack during coronavirus pandemic, and I'm getting back on that horse, and I'm glad I'm doing it. But I'm not doing it out of fear.
No, but the guy that I talked to, he was firstly motivated by fear. Now he's not. He's exactly doing what you said, which is the door open, but now he's doing the normal wisdom kind of path of life.
Yeah, motivated by, he went from fear to being motivated by feeling good.
Yes.
You know, a couple weeks of eating a healthy diet and exercising, and you start to realize how much better you feel.
Absolutely. Amen to that.
Well, I know even for me, and I'm a very purist, and I take tremendous amount of supplements and also very disciplined with food and exercise. But, you know, there are times we're all humans where we slip off and we do the wrong thing.
No.
Well, I do. I promise. It's the first time I've ever said that, but I
and
am
so
not
do
perfect.
I.
I'm not perfect, everyone. And, it catches up with me very quickly. I mean, everything, even down to sleep issues, is affected when I throw the baby out with a bath and I just go for whatever I want. And Brenda, tell people again, so if they want to, or if they're like, I don't really know what my blood sugar is, what should they do?
Glucometers, the generic glucometers are pretty cheap at the drugstore. You can buy one, and it's a simple poke of the finger. They're very easy to use, and monitor your blood sugar.
I love that.
The normal range for fasting blood sugar would be below 100, 70 to 100 would be a good fasting blood sugar. If you're checking after a meal within 2 hours, well, for a diabetes patient, within 2 hours, you should be back below 180. But for someone who doesn't have diabetes, below 140.
Okay.
About an hour after you've eaten.
And, you know,
everybody's blood sugar goes up after they've eaten, especially if they've eaten a high carbohydrate meal. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to check 15 minutes after eating or 30 minutes after eating, because you're going to have a higher blood sugar.
And that's a great point. And a lot of people do that and come to us.
Mm.
And you're thinking, you just had a large meal. Okay, well, that's different.
That's what the body's supposed to do, isn't it, Brenda?
Yes, exactly. And then you produce insulin and your blood sugar comes back down.
Well, you know, I love the fact that you're saying that, because I want, you know, part of my path is to encourage and empower people to take a lot of the responsibility on themselves, to also, along with their healthcare practitioner, to manage their health. And I've said probably 1,000 times to individuals, you know what, go to the drugstore, find a good bargain on the blood test kits. Make sure you're going to get one where the test strips are not exceedingly expensive. That's where they usually get you. But I said,
exactly. Yep.
And, you know, I said, look for coupons. Sometimes you can actually get almost free stuff. But I love the fact that you are empowering people on their own. So they're sitting there listening right now, and they're like, you know, I don't really feel my best. I'm wondering what's going on. I don't have an appointment for 5 months with my physical or something. What could I do? Well, now they know what to do. And at that point, I kind of say, you know, do it maybe 3 or 4 mornings in a row, and maybe 2 or 3 times after eating. And if the numbers are excessive, call your healthcare practitioner and go in and have a consultation.
Exactly. Ignorance is not bliss. If you're worried about it, check.
Absolutely. And to me, I study the mitochondrial dysfunction constantly, because I believe that is the key to slowing aging, or if it's not being managed well, accelerating aging. And I just am convinced that we need to protect the mitochondrial function. And how do we do that? Low insulin levels and low glucose levels. So why don't you tell listeners, if they want to learn more about what you do and some services, what and where would they go to?
Okay, well, I'm a nurse practitioner. I am board certified in advanced diabetes management, and I practice at CHI Memorial Northgate Family Practice.
Okay, and so if they want to see you, would they just call and make an appointment, or how does that work?
Yeah, they can just call and make an appointment with Brenda Borkren. They do not need to be referred, even if they want to see me for the management of diabetes. They do not need to be referred. They can just call and make an appointment.
Wonderful. And insurance is very friendly to this, I'm sure, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And if someone doesn't have insurance, cash pay?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Again, I think the people listening are now more empowered, and they actually have steps that they can actively take. And so I so appreciate, and Dr. Green does too, Brenda, that you took your time this morning to join us. November is Diabetes Month. And Brenda Borkrin, and if you're ever by Nutrition World, stop by, give me a few of your cards, because sometimes people will come out and ask when they forget how to find someone. So,
okay.
So please do that, and all the best to you. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health. We've got that, plus a ton to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I want to say real quick before I forget, I'm not here to really super promote Nutrition World, even though a lot of it, what I talk about is based on what I'm doing there. But we are going to have a huge cyber sale on Cyber Monday and also on Black Friday. So look for the email, look, sign up if you haven't. We're actually going to have CBD at 40% off, and online deliveries will be a phenomenal deal. We've got these bundles. We got a bundle for immune system. We have a bundle for beauty, a bundle for sleep, and I've really spent a lot of effort to put together some good recommendations for people's needs. And none of this is treating medical conditions. Check with your doctor if you are being treated, but look for these things. We're going to have some superior discounting on this kind of stuff.
I was just thinking at the last segment, one of us said ignorance is bliss, or something, ignorance is not bliss. Recent quote I read, ignorance is not bliss. Bliss is ignorance of one's own ignorance.
Oh,
I just thought that was kind of funny.
That is excellent. And you know, I remembered, I was trying to think about it when we were talking about the fear thing on the segment one. And I always have valued poetry, and I love Helen Keller. And one of her most popular quotes was this: security is mostly a superstition. It does not exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. But avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. From Helen Keller, who had...
Wow, you know, she's impressive. Wow.
Yeah, what a spirit. What a spirit. You know, bravery again, courage, not being rattled, moving forward as a hero. That's the name of the game today, people. And, you know, be around people who are going to also encourage you to do this. And I have to say, on a personal level, I am pretty flexible with managing a lot of individuals because of the work I'm in, and just because I'm a social person. But I will only take so much these days of people who are fear-mongering and are collapsing mm-hmm. under this scamdemic, and I'm just going to
nice
move
term.
Away.
Nice term. I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, we have to lead by example. So I'm just thinking this weekend. Now, I was very pleased. We were walking around North Shore looking for a place to eat, and, you know, so many places were actually full. Uh-huh. You know, that was a nice thing to see. Went over to Mamacita's. They were seating inside and outside, but the wait was too long. Ended up at Mexiville. You ever eaten there?
One time I did before yeah. I went to a salsa dance back in the day when I did that.
Yeah, we ran down to Embargo, too, and said hi to the staff and asked them when they were going to bring the bands back. And he said, I promise you, soon.
You're kidding.
I kid you not. So we made sure they were doing okay. You know, Mexiville, you know, food's great. Trying something I can't even remember what it was. What the name of it was, but it was some kind of nachos, but it had pineapple and pork. I'm sure it wasn't the healthiest thing, but wow, it was really good and unique. But my point is, when we're leaving, there were large tables of 20-somethings, mm-hmm. you know, teenagers and 20-somethings. The place was packed. It's not that people weren't being safe, but, you know, at their table, it's mm-hmm. their own friends they're already exposed to. Great, go for it. I'm glad to see you having fun. When people are getting up, yes, they're using discipline, putting on their mask. You know what? That still feels a little odd to me, but it's much better than down in Key West. You know, there were, I thought of you because there were a few stores like would be, it was pouring rain because the hurricane's there. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd run into a shop, you know, thinking, oh, it's a key lime shop. Let's take a look. And, you know, you take one step inside, you're not even all the way in, and one of the employees is screaming at you already, you know, put your mask on, you know, and that's mm-hmm. Immediately I'm like, there is no way with that attitude I'm buying anything in your store, you know, but I'd go through, look everything, walk right back out. But the ones that were welcome, if somebody says, excuse me, sir, I noticed you don't have your mask on. Can I help you with that? I can provide one if you don't have one. You know, some places have done that if you've forgotten. Wonderful. Well done. That's a nice way to do that. You know, and I'm probably going to buy something in that establishment. You've talked about that a lot. Nutrition world is welcoming. We've got to be that way. But it's that spirit of fear that's causing people to react in that way. And this past weekend, you know, Friday, Saturday, no, people were living life and being safe. We have to continue. All those people out there, good job, and we have to lead by example. And hopefully some of these people that are mired down in fear will learn, maybe.
I love it. I love it, love it. And, you know, one of my employees, Adam, one of my most knowledgeable staff members, he is like a walking encyclopedia. He's actually been on Vital Health Radio a couple times. He went to Big River Grill last week, and his wife and a couple friends had got there early. Well, he walks in, and right when you walk in, the table right to the right of when you walk in was where they were sitting.
And I thought they went out of business.
I thought so, too. They're not. And so he goes in, but he forgot his mask in the car. Well, right there's his wife. The girl said, you can't not sit down until you have your mask. And he said, well, right there's my wife. And she said, no. Adam turned around and said to his friends and wife, he said, we're not eating here. He left.
Way to go, Adam.
Way to go is right. I do want to say that food-wise, I have not eaten at this place. But this morning, before I came here, I don't know what made me do it. But I looked up Mission Barbecue, which is on Gunbell Road.
I've had, they've catered before, and I've had, somebody's brought me food from there. It was excellent. I can say, yes.
Well, here's what I want to say about it. I am a huge proponent of being vocal about MSG. MSG, monosodium glutamate, is devastating to me. It makes my heart go up, I get anxious, and it's not healthy, even if you don't have side effects. Well, I'm always worried about barbecue places because they seem to be in love with MSG because it is a flavor enhancer. That's why people and companies do it. It actually is addictive. That's why when you get used to eating foods with MSG, all the other foods taste like cardboard. And so you go back to the food that tasted strong. Mm. Well, on their website, I looked under nutritional information, and they actually have a list of the foods that have MSG in it. I've never seen that before. And only about four of their foods have it. The green beans have it. And about and it seemed like the macaroni had it. I don't know why.
But that was at Mission?
Mission Barbecue. I'm okay. Going there to eat. It looked like the turkey was fabulous.
Have you been to Purple Daisy lately?
No, where is that?
Oh, okay, you'd love it. Purple Daisy Barbecue Place, you know, family-owned, right past 1885. You know, the foot of Lookout Mountain right by, what is that, Ox Highway?
Yeah.
Yeah, right beside it, little bitty parking lot, doesn't look like much. Food is fantastic.
Near the incline. Near the incline.
Little past that. Incline is Clumpy's in 1885. Go a little further, it's on your right if you're heading towards St. Elmo.
And I love the fact that Trader Joe's is coming to Chattanooga.
I didn't know.
And it's going to be on Gunbell Road. I noticed this morning they've already torn the old building down. Trader Joe's is one of the finest run companies in this country.
And a Chipotle is opening in North Shore. Walking out to Mamacita's, I saw that. So it'll be right near, I'll probably murder the name. There's a new place and I really don't know what to call it. It's not Tex-Mex or Mexican.
I know what you're talking
about. Mezcal or something like that. Anyway, it's right beside that near the Starbucks. Chipotle is coming to town.
Well, I can't say I like them as much as Salsarita. I really prefer Salsarita myself, but everybody's different. I do want to say that we had a great interview on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator. In fact, I got the stats on my podcast, and I don't mean to be bragging, but it's now listened to in 50 states and 28 countries. 28 countries have accessed The Holistic Navigator. And
is it translated?
I don't know why we have the. Now, I'm not saying there's tons of people in those, but we have 28 countries who's logged on. And we don't really promote it, so it must be just organically growing. But the one from last week, I really love this lady. Her name is they call her Dr. Mom, And she's a New York City physician, and Dr. Nellie Glusman. And she works, or founder of Blossom Pediatrics in New York. Absolutely amazing what this woman is doing about helping to improve the health of young children with a holistic approach. The whole approach is, let's find out what is out of balance and what's lacking, and the body will normally heal itself. So I actually, it was the first time ever in all my 96 podcasts that I turned it over to my daughter, because she's so into this. So she did this podcast.
And we have to keep an eye on her. Just this last week, saw a kid's show. Didn't watch much of it because I got sick. And it was all showing why you can't go spend time with your family, why you shouldn't go to your friend's house, why you should be isolated.
No.
And it was all geared towards, you know, toddlers.
Oh.
Yeah, so instead of Sesame Street, you're being taught you need to be isolated and alone. Don't go out with your friends, family. Don't go to their homes. That was a children's show.
Well, I don't fear... This fear is more contagious than any virus that's ever come around, including the 1918. It's beyond belief. But it is going to give us some perspective. It's going to make us consider what is important in our life and what isn't. And if it doesn't do anything else, it's going to have that positive spin to it. So, but again, the Holistic Navigator, you have children, grandchildren who are chronically not healthy. Log on and listen to Dr. Glusman, or we call her Dr. Mom. Amazing interview.
And let the pandemic motivate you to a healthier lifestyle. You know, grow physically, spiritually, mentally. This is a great time for good improvements, not to walk around in fear and shut yourself in your house.
That's a wonderful way to say it, because, you know, you go to school, we all do, and we go in and we have a curriculum. That curriculum is whatever the system seems to think we need. We don't have much choices on that one, but we embrace it. We go and we work hard. We learn. We ingest the information to try to become a better, more knowledgeable, wise person. Life is the same way. And this COVID experience, what a freaking curriculum it is. And we can either be disempowered by it, or we can journey forward, not be rattled, and become the hero of our life.
So. Absolutely. And there is danger. If you really stop to think about all the danger surrounding you, you probably would be paralyzed, but you can't live like that. You know, and I was encouraged years ago by a friend of mine to not walk in fear, walk in faith. And that's something that's a lifetime of learning. And I'm just getting started on that road, even though I started on that one years ago. I hardly know anything about it. It's going to take me my entire life to figure this out, and I probably never will. But I did make the decision right there, right that day. I will not let fear alone motivate me. It's not going to control me. God willing, it will not. And that's why we always talk about that fierce life. It's again, it's a process that I'm going through, but you know, if we let ourselves walk in fear, we really will not accomplish much of anything in life.
No, we're going to go backwards, and we're going to paralyze our ability to live the life we were given. And we are burning the days up, people, burning the days up. And that is a scary thing, because I can tell you right now, I'm in the fourth quarter of my life, and there's no way that I might have a little overtime just because I had some good habits, but I'm in the fourth quarter and I don't have any extra days to burn up. And if I can't be around people who bring me alive, then I'm going to slowly move away in a very hopeful, tactful way.
And what we're saying is not any type of heresy. I was just thinking Jesus said the same thing. Think about the parable of the talents, the one that just buried it in the ground and did nothing out of fear. Oh, he was not the one that was commended. The ones that took risk, took chances, used what they were given, lived their life, and actually they brought back a return on the investment God had put into them. You know, that's what we're supposed to do. You're not supposed to just shelter yourself. You are supposed to go out and take risks and take chances in faith.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I'm just going to brag on us, Dr. Green. We are seemingly sometimes a voice in the darkness with this kind of attitude, and neither you nor I is making this up. This is who we are made from. This is our inside philosophy, and I know there are people out there who also feel the same way, but they're being inundated with the opposite of fear-mongering, despair, and media just pummeling us into this darkness. And it is our job, no one else's, to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and continue on. And like you said, you know, fear is going to be our companion now. Don't think that you're going to fix it by eliminating it. It's actually building a relationship with it.
You know, I was just thinking, you look at the news and it's like when you're looking at this dark, cold, terrifying world. Well, open your eyes, walk outside of your house, go out, see people, go to your church, eat with your family, live life, do it safely. If you actually use your eyeballs and your ears, your Mark One eyeballs, it is a beautiful world out there. Live, get out, quit, just turn off the TV. I've had to turn off the TV ever since I got back from the Keys. I just can't stand watching that level of fear mongering. I can't.
Well, I did the same thing after the election, and I can tell you, it was the number one most improvement I have seen, because I'm a human, I'm dealing with it. I have not looked at it other than hearing a little bit of bullet points. I'm not sticking my head in the sand, but it's hypnotizing when you do it more than, I'd say, 15 minutes a day. That's probably the max. Well, guess what, Dr. Green? It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having what we always look forward to, is your spiritual moment of the day. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to this segment of Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
And it may continue a common theme, by the way, Ed. And thank you for that. And yes, once again, it is time for your spiritual moment. This is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. And if you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app, which is free for Android or iPhone. Jonathan Swift once said that vision is the art of seeing things invisible. Well, faith is invisible, and yet we are told to live our lives by that guiding principle. In past spiritual moments, we have talked about the Hall of Faith found in the book of Hebrews. This Hall of Faith lists some of the peak spiritual performers in the Bible. And sometimes when I look at this list of biblical heroes, it makes me feel completely inadequate. Well, let's imagine what would happen if we could talk to Jesus about these people and ask just a few pertinent questions. Well, maybe I would ask first about Noah. Jesus might say that, yes, Noah was a man of great faith, and because of that, he built an ark on dry land. But we would also be reminded that he got drunk in his tent and exposed himself. Well, maybe we would ask after that about Abraham. Jesus might agree that, yes, he was a man of great faith and trusted God. However, he also lied to Pharaoh, saying that his wife was actually his sister. He also slept with one of his servants while he was waiting on the fulfillment of God's promise of a son. What about Isaac? Well, he lied about Rebekah being his sister. Jacob? He deceived his own father. Then we're reminded that Moses was a murderer. He murdered an Egyptian. Rahab, who saved the Israelite spies in Jericho, was a prostitute. Gideon, remembered as a great warrior, was actually full of doubt about his abilities. When we start to think about all of this, it makes us wonder what in the world it means to live by faith. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, it tells us that faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you cannot see. Looking at some of the other invisible things in our lives, I think of things like gravity, love, oxygen. We can't see any of these, and yet we are certain that each one exists, because we have learned about all of these things and know that they are real and true. We live our lives as though they are, in fact, true. This is a life of faith. We may all have messy lives and look at ourselves as irredeemable sometimes, but God sees something completely different. About 2,000 years ago, Jesus purchased with his own life a pardon for all of our mistakes. And through faith in him and what he has done, each of us can experience permanent freedom from all of life's mistakes. We are not what we see when we look at ourselves. We are what God tells us that we are because of our faith in Him. Because of our faith in Him, we have been declared clean, free of guilt. That truth enables us to live bold lives of fierce determination, 100% certain of how God sees us, placing our trust not in ourselves, but in His strength, in His power, in His love for us. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
So much thank you from me, and I'm sure many, many listeners out there. It's great to have you back, and that was a wonderful, wonderful little mini sermon.
Thank you.
I want to say real quick that I started hitting the heavy bag again at the gym, and I have been not even an amateur boxer, but I've been involved in boxing since I was about 22, and here I am 63. It's still one of the most intensive workouts if done properly, protecting your hands, trying to learn timing. It's got the best mixture of endurance, speed, timing, lung capacity of anything I've probably ever done. And I want to tell people, you know, at Nutrition World, we have a gentleman named Mackie Pierre, who's been the personal trainer there for almost 19 years. He does one-on-one only, and he does everything practice sanitation-wise. Everything's perfect. His company's called Max Fitness. He's going to offer a free 30-minute training session for anyone who calls and says they heard this on Vital Health Radio. If you want to learn how to box a heavy bag, come to Mackie one time, and he will show you the basics. You could take that home, and you could have an entire workout practically from just hitting the heavy bag. Do you like hitting the heavy bag?
Well, I've done some of that, but I have no training, so I trained in some martial arts as a kid, mm-hmm. but as far as just sitting around hitting a heavy bag, no. And I've always wanted to be, you know, what are the ones that hang from something you...
The timing bag.
Oh, yeah. I always wanted to know how to do that, so, yeah, I may just have to take him up on that offer.
Well,
because I don't want to break a hand or a wrist either.
You don't want to hurt yourself, and all you need is the basics, because if you learn wrong to begin with, we know what happens with the future. You have to break those habits.
Well, they used to have one at, you know, I used The Rock in Ringgold, and they used to have a heavy bag up there, and they took it down years ago. I have no idea why, probably an injury.
Yeah, it's easy to hurt your wrist if you don't have them wrapped correctly and or have the good gloves on. You need 14-ounce gloves or 12-ounce. And many people hit the bag with just, you know, workout gloves. It's definitely not a thing. Back I was taking boxing lessons with actually the middleweight champ of the world back in the 90s. And he was so particular about how I would wrap my hands with those wraps, if you remember how all boxers
do. Is that like the tape you see?
The tape, and then you put the gloves on because you have to protect your hands.
In my vast experience is watching Rocky.
That's it. That's all you need, really. just a reminder to everyone, we are doing blood testing at Nutrition World on November 20th. It's kind of odd for the holiday season, from 8 to 10, 8 in the morning till 10. Anything you'd like to have tested, but I always say on my signs, on my writings, on my words, vitamin D saves lives, especially now, because we know that if you have low vitamin D levels, your immune system will not be optimal. If you do nothing else, please come and get your vitamin D, because if you can get it over 50 on a blood test, you have a sense of security that other people will not have. And lastly, my daughter Katie has the most amazing article she's writing on Facebook under Earth Conscious Mama for pregnant women and for mothers who are raising small children. It is a private group. All you have to do is answer a couple questions, and you'll be thrilled with what she's writing. She has a passion that is on fire.
And y'all can believe that.
Well, my friend, I'm good to have you back. This is the fastest 50 minutes that I spend all week, because I enjoy it so much.
Oh, and I'm glad to be back, but boy, I'm missing that seafood. Have you had oysters yet?
No, I still haven't. I promise you, you're going to teach me.
I had a lot of oysters, clams, which is something I don't always get, and something the first time I was in the Conch Republic, I ate conch.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never done that. It sounded disgusting, and frankly, I didn't love it, but I did it.
I love your open-mindedness. Life's too short not to taste everything. Guess what? That does it for this week's edition, Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day, and take control of your health. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.